An Irish woman has died after she was stabbed at an Irish pub in New York. The NYPD have named her as 41-year-old Sarah McNally, who was originally from Longford Town. Journalist Laura Colgan, who is based in New York, works for the Irish Star, a newspaper for the Irish diaspora living in the US, and she told our reporter Mark O'Driscoll about what had happened.
The victim in this case is a 41-year-old Irish woman. She was originally from County Longford in Ireland, and she's been living in Queens in New York for the last number of years. She was well settled in the Irish community here. She lived in Flushing and she worked in an Irish bar, the Cayley House, in Maspeth in Queens, which is where this incident sadly happened. The NYPD said they received a 911 call around 6:30 on Saturday evening in relation to an assault at the Cayley House. When they arrived at the scene, they found a woman with a stab wound to her neck and a man who had suffered stab wounds to his neck and his back. The ambulances arrived shortly afterwards and both people were brought to Elmhurst Hospital in Queens. The Irish woman was sadly pronounced dead shortly after arriving at the hospital, and the man who suffered stab wounds to his back and his neck remains there in a critical condition.
And Laura, where is the police investigation at now?
The NYPD are investigating this stabbing. They believe it was a targeted attack. They believe the attacker was known to the woman and they're following a particular line of inquiry.
And no arrests made just yet?
No arrests have been made yet.
And just on the ground there today, what's the local reaction been like, Laura?
There's a huge amount of upset in Queens following the death of this Irish woman. She was well established in the Irish community in New York. She worked in an Irish bar and had been here for quite a number of years. She was very well settled. And over the Easter weekend, it's typically a time of celebration for the Irish community in New York. So there's a particular sense of upset that this has happened at what would usually be a happy time. Obviously, this woman was away from home and has family back in Ireland. So there are efforts being made to contact them in relation to repatriation efforts too.
And that was New York-based journalist Laura Colgan talking about the death of 41-year-old Sarah McNally. Councillor Martin Monaghan is the Cathaoirleach of the Longford Municipal District. He joins us on the line. Thanks for talking to us this morning. This is such sad news. What's the reaction been locally?
Good morning, Rachel. It has left the town of Longford in a state of shock as family, friends and neighbours attempt to come to terms with the loss of such a young life. Sarah would have been 41 years of age, would have, as your previous speaker said, had moved to New York 10 years ago, but she would have been an integral part of Longford life before that, having worked in bars and that in Longford.
And I gathered that you know Sarah's family.
Her family would be two families. Mm-hmm. Her mother and her father would be Longford-based families. Very small knit community here we have in Longford. The O'Connors and the McNallys would be really, really decent Longford people. And you know, it comes as a huge shock to the family to get this news over Bank Holiday weekend.
Indeed. I mean, it's always difficult when someone dies abroad. But in circumstances like this, it's very cruel, isn't it?
Very, very cruel, Rachel. And look, people struggle to say the right words at this time, and there's little anyone can say that'll make things better for Sarah's parents, Starry and Desi. Our thoughts and prayers are with them at this time, and tragedy away from home makes things an awful lot worse than they would be at home, with the distance that's between us and the lady and the families now.
Mm. Well, listen, as I said, thanks a million for talking to us this morning. We do appreciate it.
Well, thank you very much, Sarah. And I have no doubt probably that the vast Longford community in New York, and we have a huge community in the Queens and New York area, will do their utmost to support the family in this difficult time.
Hopefully so. Listen, thanks once again.